This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. What drives you nuts about surfing online? Maybe it's news sites that autoplay videos, or cooking pages that bury their actual recipes below expanding ads, or maybe it's your dad who keeps sending you links to Hamster Dance. No way, I love Hamster Dance. Well, for some of the things that make you pull your hair out while browsing, there may be hope. By the end of the month, Google is changing how it ranks websites so that ones that are harder to load are ranked lower. So, will that make websites less annoying? Simon Schneiders is founder of the search engine optimization agency, Blue Array.
It's likely to help, sure. I mean, in particular, cooking websites, I mean, that they get a bad reputation anyway. You know, you're often having to read someone's life story before you actually get to the focaccia recipe that you're interested in, right? I mean, it's a real pain. But in terms of usability, yes, I think, you know, it's certainly helping in those sorts of areas.
How important is a good search ranking in terms of, you know, for getting a website discovered?
How important? Well, it's critical nowadays. In recent studies, we know that roughly somewhere around 50% of all trackable web traffic comes via organic search. In terms of how important ranking is, typically if you're the number one organic result, you'll get a 33% roughly sort of click-through rate. And then position five, you'll get a roughly 5% click-through rate. So,
wow.
You know, ranking is everything, really.
I guess so. What are the factors that help a site have a better search result?
There are three critical pillars to SEO. First and foremost, you've got content. So how relevant your content is to the query that the user's typing into a search engine. And then you've got technical as well. So technical is, you know, it is very basic element is how is your site crawlable and indexable, which surprisingly is easy to mess up with, you know, JavaScript web technologies, for instance, links. And links are both third-party websites linking through to your website and then internal links as well.
Is it that hard to make a good, clean, simple website?
It's not. I mean, and there's lots of platforms now that make this very easy, like Squarespace, Wix, etc. They all do a pretty good job in that area. You know, SEO is something that tends to be baked into these platforms. You do really need to spend or invest the time in creating great content. Google have labored this for years and content really is king, more so than links nowadays. Your content really is first and foremost, and making sure you're thinking about the search engine user. You know, what are the kind of queries they'll be typing into search engines to find us? Can we produce 2x, 5x, 10x better content than anybody else?
Simon Schneiders is founder of Blue Array. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.